T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now Stephen Wonderboy Thompson joins on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Wonderboy, thanks so much for the time, man. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man, and any time, brother.
All right, you got to tell us, man, where does the friendship from Jack Black come from, and how did it come to be that he is walking you out to the main event this weekend?
Well, to be honest with you, he messaged me literally 2 days ago. Was like, "Hey, man, look, we're still on tour. I'm not going to be able to make it, but I wish you best of luck. We'll be watching it from LA." So a little disappointed, but at the same time, it was pretty cool that he contacted me and was like, "Hey, man, you know, at least he's not going to make it." But you know, he turned on the TV and he watched me walk out to his song "Wonder Boy" by Tenacious D. And me having the nickname Wonder Boy kind of set the whole thing off. So we ended up chatting after International Fight Week on FaceTime. And then he invited me and my brother out to one of his concerts in Wilmington, North Carolina. So it wasn't too far away from us. And got to hang out with him literally the entire concert. It was pretty awesome.
That is pretty badass. Now, what do you ever feel any pressure to do amazing, awesome things in the Octagon? Because I feel like you have put yourself at such a high standard with Knockouts. Leroy and I were, before you came on, we were watching your highlight careers. I'm like, who does stuff like this in the Octagon over your illustrious career? Have you ever felt a pressure to live up to what people expect from you, which is video game stuff in the Octagon?
Not really, to be honest with you. That's just kind of the way I fight, man. I mean, you know, I've been in karate since I was 3 years old and been a part of the martial arts my entire life and competing since I was 15. And that karate style kind of brings out the best in me and unorthodox kicking abilities and things like that. So which make for, you know, awesome knockouts.
How do you kick a guy over his shoulder when he's not looking? Like, how is a guy staring at you? You kicked, I forgot the guy's name. And he's looking right at you. And you hit him with an overhead leg kick. And I'm like, what are you looking at, dude? Like,
I know, man. I mean, it's funny because, you know, those are the kicks that they don't expect, the ones that come over top of the shoulder. And it was the shoulder that was blinding him from the kick. Like, he couldn't see my leg come over. So that was actually a guy named Dan Stidge in my very first fight in the UFC and probably my most memorable, like, fights ever because, you know, MC Hammer walked me out to the cage. I had George St. Pierre, the GOAT, in my corner, and it was awesome.
It's amazing, man. Me and Toby get in this fight all the time, but if a guy's a kicker, I'm going to make sure that I got all of his kick game on tape so he ain't going to kick me in the face. And I'm watching these professionals, and I'm like, I don't know, man, because they're falling for it all the time.
They do, man. And that's the tricky part of it, is being able to put your hands and feet together. Like, if I was just kicking, I'd see it coming. But if I put my hands in front of it, set it up in a combination, and look for that that blow, then it's harder to kind of figure out and to see coming.
Oh, man. Now I'm terrified of kicks. That's the one thing. I'd rather get knocked out, but don't get head kicked, because those knockouts are brutal.
Yeah, like do you ever feel, like, Wonderboy, you ever feel bad with the idea that you have turned somebody into a meme? Like, that this is going to be a time and again in their career. It's always awesome for you, but, like, on the other end of it, somebody is getting turned into a sack of potatoes because you roundhouse them.
Dude, yeah, man. It's funny because, you know, it wasn't too long ago. It was the very first time I was ever knocked out. I ended up becoming a meme. I got hit with like a Superman punch, and I was like, man, why did this have to happen? And my dad's like, look, man, I mean, you made so many other people memes. It's about, you know, when you're in the game long enough, you're going to end up one.
Right.
So I've been there as well, man. I've been doing the knocking out and I've been knocked out. And hopefully, hopefully it's only been one time, and hope we'll keep it that way.
Well, look, man, I can't wait for this fight. I'm excited to be in the building for it. You and Kevin, it feels like a fight fans, you know, match.
Slugfest.
Like you guys, it feels impossible that you guys would put on a boring fight. How do you see this matchup with Kevin? He's obviously, you know, a very talented striker and very charismatic. How do you look at him going into this matchup?
Oh, man, he's a tough opponent, that's for sure. I mean, he's got his height, his length. You know, he's got an 81-inch reach to my 75, he's got one of the longest reaches in the division, probably in the UFC. So that's going to be pretty fun to navigate during the fight, which is kind of why I do this, man. Be able to adapt to an opponent mid-fight, that chess match is what makes it fun. But it's going to be an exciting fight. We both had wrestlers our last fight. It didn't go too well. It wasn't as exciting as we wanted it to. And we're all about putting on a good performance and, putting on a show for the fans and the UFC. So this is going to be fire for sure.
Do you feel any part of it? We were talking about this earlier. Like, we get it. You know, the wrestlers, they're great at this, you know, but it's Wonder Boy. We want to see cool stuff. And, like, you and Kevin Holland are guys who do cool stuff that the fans love seeing. You're the home run in baseball. You're the slam dunk in basketball. I mean, does it frustrate you at all that, like, the wrestlers, the way they go about it, or just these matchups? Because, you know, like, it's part of the game, but everybody really wants to see what you're able to do at your best, more so than, you know, I don't know, but any type of wrestler would do at their best.
Yeah, man, exactly. My thoughts exactly, too, because, you know, my last fight, I mean, it's crazy that fighters are, you know, they're okay with holding you down and doing no damage. So my last few fights have been that way. Guys taking me down and just holding me down. It wasn't exciting at all. People want to see, you know, what makes Wonder Boy, and that's my striking ability, and that's what people want to see, and what they get excited about. So it frustrates me a little bit, but it also motivates me to kind of be better, a better wrestler and a better grappler as well.
Well, we can't wait to see you on Saturday.
Can't wait.
Wonder Boy, thanks for spending some time with this man, and we appreciate that. We appreciate you joining us.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Anytime, guys. I appreciate you, my friends. Y'all have a good one.
Okay. There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.